Yeah, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
It is time for Fancy New Band. And we don't have a band as such. We have a man who is a band. Who is Who Shot Scott?
What's up?
AKA Z. Wait, is it Z, AKA Who Shot Scott, or the other way around?
I guess it's Who Shot Scott is the main one, but like, yeah, AKA Z, because everyone calls me Z. My name is Z. So yeah, I'm Z of Who Shot Scott. If Who Shot Scott was my band, I'd just be the front man of that band. Yeah, basically.
But sadly, no band, but we do have a man, like I said.
Yes.
And we're listening to some good music today. Okay, take it back, Will. Who Shot Scott is bringing me some music from an EP that was released today.
Today.
The timing on that is impeccable. Mm. Sometimes we have people in who are like, we're releasing our EP in 4.5 months.
Yep.
Sick.
No, we're not about that, bro. I'm actually I'm trying to get as much music as I can, like, get out as quick as possible right now.
Right.
So yeah, no, this was really the timing is perfect, man. Yeah.
So when did you start working on this EP?
About this time last year, like first lockdown.
Yeah.
I made the first song. I was in like I was in a really weird place before that. I was like making a whole bunch of like pop tracks, and because I produce as well, so I can make like a variety of genres, but I was writing all these like pop tracks and R&B type vibes and a lot of melodic kind of stuff. But then I went into lockdown and kind of just like let loose a little bit, started writing from like personal experiences more, and like producing more to my inner taste as opposed to like what I thought would work on radio and shit like that.
Yeah, like no one is a genre. Like no one can be like, I am pop and I only have ever written pop.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever. Like you got to start with a basis of information from different genres and like work towards something. So that's sick.
100%, yeah. So basically like I just spent that isolation writing some songs, and I was like sending them back and forth to my manager Mitch, and he, I was expecting him to like not like the more like Who Shot Scott, the ones I expected him to like the pop ones, but he was like, nah man, fuck those pop ones, we like the fucking we like this hard shit. And I was like, oh, what, I make this for fun all the time, I just never thought to like release it. Just someone, and I guess that was just like a lack of confidence on my part.
Well, it takes vulnerability to do like the thing, like you said, like if it's the thing that you want to do, then the people who like, if they said it was bad, that would hurt the most, because it's like the thing you've pursued the most genuinely.
Right. Yeah.
But like that's sick. Like it's so fulfilling to like do that and then have someone be like, yeah, do that. That's awesome. Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like I literally just needed one person to say, to give me the green light, and I had all the confidence in the world, and that's it. And I think I finished, it's so funny, I had like two tracks done that ended up on the EP, and then like when I got that green light, I basically finished the whole EP, like all the demos at least, within like 2-3 weeks. So I have like 5 songs done, and I was like, man, this is so, and I think that's like, that's probably a message to all artists out there that are like, you know, struggling to find their sound or whatever. It's like, if it's tough, if it's hard, then it's probably not right. It's when you find that avenue that is just comes so naturally to you, so easy to you, lean heavy into that. I feel like that's what I learned, at least, like become, you know, like become yourself as much as possible in the music, and then you don't need to try, you just be, you know, on the track.
And that's for like, all those people who are friends of artists as well, like support the homies. Like if someone's like,
time,
dude, like the song, and you're like, yeah, it's cool, that doesn't feel me. If they're like, yeah, this was awesome, like do this is awesome, like what, like where'd this come from, that's amazing, then you're like, whoa, like you said, green light. Give them a green light,
man. They never, you never know, because like everyone, I feel like everyone has excellence within them, everyone has greatness. We just need to you just need to help them channel that, as opposed to like bring them down. Sometimes it is necessary to tell somebody like, oh, this is not the lane, but you gotta, I guess, especially with artists, and I've been working with artists a long time, and I know artists are very vulnerable, very sensitive. So like you have to be real careful. You can't just be like, man, this is shit. You can't do that. You have to definitely, like, you know, tell them like,
there's gotta be like a process of response. Like it's the same, like saying that's shit or that's good is like kind of the same thing in a way. It's like that one phrase answer.
Yeah.
Unless it's like, that was insane.
Yeah.
Then you're like, okay, I get where your head's at.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, yeah, I think that, yeah, it's just about bigging up people, but just in the correct way. It is really an art. And that's why like my music manager, Mitch, he's like a genius at that kind of shit. I feel like, cause he knew exactly what to say and stuff like that to like program my mind, but to make me realize, oh man, yeah, this is actually really cool, you know?
Yeah,
and so,
yeah, yeah.
Anyway, here we are like 18 months later or whatever it is. And yeah, man. Oh, sorry, like less than a year later, but 18 months later from like when I first started like trying to make solo music and yeah. just released a debut EP and fucking stoked, man. Ooh. Yeah, bro.
Well, speaking of green lights, I might give you the green light to play some of that EP right now.
Yes,
and
yes.
perform, I should say.
I will, I will. And hey, if you're watching on my Instagram live right now, I'm going to go off, but you can check this out on 95BFM because the audio is going to be there. So if you go on the 95BFM website, you're going to hear me do 3 songs off the EP right now.
Or you can watch them on Instagram live and just see the a cappella version as well.
Should I just keep it on? I mean, it might be a little weird to hear me like screaming and stuff.
Do what you gotta do,
I only got 4 viewers. I think that they can just go over to hear the proper version. So hear it on 95BFM. Let's go.
All right, man. When you're ready.
Yeah, yeah. So it's called Enemies. Hey, hey. Can I get a little more volume overall? Yeah, I got a lot of... Can I get more mic volume? Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey. Perfect. Look, hey. Trying to be a boss in this shit. Gotta be a boss in the business. I'ma get it all, be my witness. Trying to run the game with the fitness. Yeah. Litness. Yeah, I got the gift like Christmas. Turn your main chicken to my mistress. We ain't got a lot left on the wish list. Look, look, hey, stay tall. Had a friend betray me, that's a wake up call. Lot of negative energy came up small. Had it intercepted like a laced up ball, yeah. I don't fuck with hoe ass behavior. Better run to Jesus, he's your savior, yeah. Mediocre, I can't cater. Me, I'm only trying to do it major. Now they calling me a savage cause I'm hating on the average. I'm just cooking like I'm Babish, only trying to get established. Rappers should be banished from the studio. They capping, looking at the status. Man, all these people should be embarrassed. How you think you rob it when you status, huh? How you think you got it, never had it, huh? How you shooting shots without a cannon, looking for a Hail Mary? This ain't Madden. I gotta make moves, I gotta pay dues. I'm solo dolo and I do whatever I choose. Stunting on my exes, boy, I'm looking Tom Cruise. I'm asking for the blessings like I'm feeling achoo. You know I got juice, I'm trying to stack flues. These boys ain't even got a clue what I might do. Might run off to LA a year or two. I might just run the city, Kareem Abdul. I'm in my groove. Facts, yeah. Carried all these rappers on my back, yeah. Don't believe me, boy, look at the stats, yeah. Young Iraqi trying to make the racks, ha 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 ha. Yeah, tracks, check my track record, I got tracks, yeah. Singing production and also raps. I cannot function with all these cats cause they pussy. I could never back down, he was just a sad clown. WWE Smackdown, I was Floyd Mayweather, he was Pacquiao. Don't throw stones if you're living in a glass house. Don't go home thinking that you're Al Capone, balling on your own, thinking you're the throne. I built this shit, I run this shit, I fund this shit, and now the whole world about to fucking know it, ay. I said the whole world about to fucking know it, ay. Oh yeah, the whole world about to fucking know it, ay. Oh yeah, the whole world about to fucking know it, ay. Ay, ay, ay. And I'm on BFM. Yeah, you know what we doing. Said I'm on BFM. But I still got a lot of enemies. Yeah, still got a lot of enemies. Yeah. Hey, enemies. All right.
Yoof.
We got more.
You're just gonna hit another one.
Do we do one?
We can keep chatting, or we can just go. No, I want to hear another one.
I was under the impression I'm doing 3.
Do but three.
I can do. Do you want to chat and then do the next one, or what?
Do what you gotta do, man.
All right, let's go right into the next one. I got 2 more, but yeah, cool, man. Ready?
Yeah.
Glasses on for this one.
Very naughty.
Yes. Getting filthy with them, cause they wish bad things. Said I'm getting filthy with them, cause they wish bad things. Yeah. This is actually like my favorite song that I've ever made as well, so that's really cool.
That bass line is filthy.
Thank you, bro. Yeah. So I made all these beats myself. I sat in my room and went a little crazy, had too much coffee and just like started making some crazy shit. That's what happened. Yeah. Wish bad things. Oh yeah, they wish bad things. Yeah, they wish bad things. Okay, this one goes out to, you know who you are. Hey, Look.
Why you wanna take my shine from me? Why you wanna take my life from me? When I see you out, oh, you act so buddy. I see all the snakes get eyes on me. Why you wanna take my shine from me? Why you wanna take my life from me? When I see you out, oh, you act so buddy. I see all the
Look, only top tier what my level on. I've seen what all ladies rappers are trying to settle on. That's just pathetic, I need me a gold medal on. They had the chance in the middle, Hakeem Olajuwon. I got the sauce, I've gotten better dog. I'm trying to make up for lost time, rebel on. I've had a couple people testing if my head's strong. But me and no money people, man, we don't get along. I got dreams, I got schemes, I got things. We got a chance in the middle for real to get rings. In this ring, you know it's us in the middle. Greatest always hated on, yeah. They were watching all along, ayy. All this shit is set in stone. Man, a super meta dog goes like,
Why you wanna take my shine from me? Why you wanna take my life from me? When I see you out, oh, you act so buddy. I see all the snakes feel the eyes on me. Why you wanna take my shine from me? Why you wanna take my life from me? When I see you out, oh, you act so buddy. I see all the snakes feel the eyes on me. Wish bad things, wish bad things, wish bad things, say they wish bad things, wish bad things. Say they wish bad things, yeah. Wish bad things,
They wish bad things, yeah. They wish bad things, yeah. Say they wish bad things, yeah. They wish bad things on me. Damn, why they wish bad things? Cause they wish bad things on me. Yeah, bad things, yeah. They wish bad things. That's not cool though. But look, woo! Lot of ego, I'm the best, yeah. Why they hate to see me blessed, yeah. Keep in peace, that's how they rest. No, I'm coming for your next. Snakes in the grass and they watching. Trying to take the keys to my starship. Lot of enemies trying to pop shit. But you better know I got the power like Austin. Lost him, I could never endorse him. I'm just trying to blossom, man, I'm living so awesome. Living with the sauce and never living with caution. Gonna break the laws, I'm adding all the distortion. I get all the twosome, threesome, or foursome. Super solo dolo, I want all of the portions. Selfish with a bag, selfish with all the brag. As long as me and the gang, we ain't never divorcing. So tell me why. Why you wanna shine from? Why you wanna take my life from me? When I see you out, oh, you act so buddy. I see all the snakes feel the eyes on me. Why you wanna take my shine from? Why you wanna take my life from? When I see you out, oh, you act so buddy. I see all the snakes feel the eyes on me. Wish bad things. They wish bad things. Wish bad things. Wish bad things. Wish bad things. They wish bad things. Yeah. Wish bad things. Hey, say they wish bad things. Get nasty.
That one's called Wish Bad Things.
You are a silly man.
I am a silly man doing silly things.
And I mean that in the nicest way possible. Some of those lyrics are wild, man. Yep. And like, okay, this is what we were talking about before as well. It's like, I don't know. I don't know you that well. You've just come into the studio. But it feels like that was the sort of track that, like, maybe if you didn't experiment with, like, the pop genre beforehand, would you have come to that? Because that bass line was very, like, almost early 2000s Britney Spears, and I mean that as a compliment.
That's you know the what best I'm, compliment, yeah, actually. Yeah. I fuck with it heavy, yeah.
But, like, if you hit the, like, went straight into the, like, rap game, hip-hop game, or whatever, and just, like, hit it straight off the bat, I don't know. Like, I'm not here telling you what you could and couldn't do, but, like, there are inspirations I've sort of, like, smell there.
I think that, like, there's a couple of things. Number one, I think that, like, learning pop music is always good because it teaches you certain rules from a production standpoint and from a songwriting standpoint. It teaches you certain rules about songs that just are universal. They work in almost any genre, which is dope. But another thing like that I sort of like live by whenever I'm producing and making music is this thing I heard from Rick Rubin on his podcast when he was like, what did he say? He said that he would rather hear someone, like for example, like hearing someone do hip hop, right? He would rather hear a guy that grew up his whole life learning punk rock, listening to punk rock, making punk rock, than make hip hop, as opposed to hear a hip hop guy that listened to hip hop his whole life make hip hop.
Yeah.
Because you just get more interesting, eclectic like sounds, you know, you get a different outlook on, if it's just a hip hop dude making hip hop, it's cool. Cause it's cool, but it's just like, okay, well, this already exists.
Like, yeah. It's like, well, did you see that Denzel Curry doing Bulls on Parade? The Rage Against the Machine. Yeah. Boom.
Exactly. Seeing a hip hop guy do that is so much cooler than just seeing some rock guys do it, you know, and that one as well is like one of my favorite videos, because that's like, he was just meant for that, you know. Like,
yeah,
if anyone was gonna do that, it was him, because he just fucking killed that.
Yeah, man.
Nah, it's all about like, it's all about finding the, you know,
like collecting sounds, you're collecting ways of understanding music, and that's the pop thing as well. Like, if you don't study. Because, well, let's be honest, like, this is an alternative radio station, but pop music is where the money is. Like, people are pouring money into those studios or those producers or those engineers or whatever who are making their music. And because it has all the money, it's using the best gear and it sounds the cleanest. I mean, lots of people out there would go boo to that. But in like terms of what you can do with money, it's like, that's the thing. So like, learning from that and then applying that to something else is like, teaches you a lot of lessons.
I definitely agree with you, bro. Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think that pop music is essential, man. Like, people hate on it, people, you know, like, their noses up at it, but I think it's super essential for everything. Like, you know, it's pop music for a reason. It's the most popular music that people have, as a whole, have decided we like. You know,
jazz at some point was pop music.
There you go. Yeah. So yeah, man. No, it's I totally am on board with you on that.
Well, thank you very much. We got one more tune to go for Z, aka Who Shot Scott.
Yeah. If you got the kids listening, maybe tell them not to listen or listen. I don't know. Before I get into this, I'll tell you a funny story. I was walking the other day, and I was just on a little walk on the beach outside my house. And then as I was walking back to my house, my neighbors with their kids, they're like a little bit older, in their 30s. They were like walking back home with their kids, and they were like, "Oh, how's the music going?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, good. And they're like, "Oh, can we, like, have you released anything yet?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, I put out like a couple of songs. It's on Spotify." They're like, "Oh yeah, we'll check them out." They got their little kids, like, literally the kids are like, you know, like three to like 5 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, "Oh yeah, we'll search you up. What's your name?" And I'm like, "Oh, Who Shot Scott?" They're like, "Okay, cool. Yeah, check it out." The first song title is "I Just Stopped Giving a Fuck," which is this next one I'm about to play. And they're like, "Oh yeah, we'll listen to this right now as soon as we get home." I'm like, "Oh yeah, like maybe not with the kids around." And he's like, nah, these fucking C's have heard everything." I was like, "Bruh, okay." All right.
I was gonna say vocabulary expansion coming, but apparently not.
No, they were well versed, apparently. All right, man.
Damn. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming into studio. It's been an absolute pleasure having you.
Thanks for having me, man.
For those who are just tuning in now, who want to catch those first two songs as well, sorry, I haven't turned up your slider.
Oh, no, that's all good. That's all good. It's got a little bit of like of an intro, so if you want to talk over it, it's cool.
Lovely. For those who haven't...
It's an evil one.
For those who missed the beginning of Fancy New Band, Fancy New Band will be podcasted. That will come on at about 12:15 or something. Fans of Who Shot Scott as well. There you go.
Yeah, please. I mean, I'm recording this as well, so I might match it up later and upload it online. You never know. Sync it up. Yeah. Look.
Cheers, bro.
Woo. Yeah. Look. Hey, I don't really want to flex, but I really gotta flex. All these haters try to take my paper away from me, but now I'm yelling next. 44 bars in effect, yeah. We've been on Mars with the ship, yeah. Going super hard for the shit. We are not on par with the shit, man. They are so behind me when it comes to rhyming. Look at how the boy flow with the timing. He been on the road now from time G. Everybody wanna get it, no one wanna grind G. I'm a super alien, going light speed. God told me everything I do is the right thing. I would never stoop tier level, group tier level. All I need is Gucci and a hoochie like a Woochie. Hey, on a boy, would you break for that noise? Would you make your mistakes? You're too late for the Lord, you're too late for the king, late for the ring. Rappers do rap, but I rap and I sing. Make all my beats and then cash it on bling. Arab money, that's a fabulous thing. Yeah, I just stopped giving a fuck. Yeah, I just stopped giving a fuck. Yeah, I just stopped giving a fuck. I just stopped giving a fuck. Yeah, I just stopped giving a fuck. What? I just stopped giving a fuck. What? I just stopped giving a fuck. What? I just stopped giving a fuck. Hey, I just stopped giving a fuck. 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 I just don't give 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 a fuck.
My ex told me that I'd never make it. Then I told her, fuck you, I'ma levitate. Lot of winnings and I know she hated. Young Habibi came up out the basement. Make a beat that fell 11-8. Got a lot of issues and I ventilate them. T.O. told me channel all the raging. Pop music super overrated. Fuck her off and fuck her fake. Give a fuck about a snake. Give a fuck about a bitch who never gave a fuck about me. If she die, I'm pissing on a grave. Yeah, heartbreak turned me to a savage. My anxiety is standard. My emotions fucking shattered. But at the disco, I don't panic. I am a god-level motherfucker. Raw leather motherfucker. Falsetto motherfucker. Hard-headed motherfucker. Soft as ever motherfucker. Trendsetter motherfucker. Getting kid the motherfucker. Vendetta motherfucker.
My therapist asked me how I'm feeling.
Never been better motherfucker. Yeah, I just stopped giving a fuck. 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 Yeah, I just stopped giving a fuck. What? I just stopped giving a fuck. What? I just stopped giving a fuck. Yeah, I just stopped giving a fuck. 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 What? I just stopped giving a fuck. Yeah, I just stopped giving a fuck. Yeah, I just stopped giving a fuck.
Thank you, BFM. I love you.
Who shall Scott? Where can people catch you on the Instagrams and such?
Literally, as it said, is spelt Who Shot Scott. I'm a bit out of breath. Sorry about that. YouTube, you can just type in any of my songs and they're all everywhere.
Boom. And the name of the EP?
Mercy.
Mercy. We haven't even brought that up yet, actually.
It's cool, man. They listen to the songs. I like to do the music. Let the music do the talking.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks,
man. An absolute pleasure having you.
Cheers, bro.
That was a fancy new band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.